From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.
And we are thrilled to welcome to the studio today Mr. Gary Mosier. Gary is the co-founder of the Tate Mosier Appraisal Group from right here in Chapel Hill. All right, Gary, listen, as we get into what hopefully will be another busy spring buying and selling season, I'd love to pick your brain for sellers this year. Looking at the greatest ROI, the greatest value that they can receive in terms of whether they're upgrading the home, preparing it for sale.
All right, well, obviously, curb appeal is a main facet, and a lot of people look at how it looks when you first get to the property. But from a standpoint of return on investment, the highest that we see generally is with the kitchen upgrades. And a $20,000 kitchen upgrade would generally get you 80% back in value, is what it roughly is. Bathroom upgrades do similar. But one thing that I would caution people about thinking that we always run into when they're looking for additional value, if you've got a 15 to 20-year-old home and you consider a HVAC, heat, ventilation, and air conditioning system that runs about 15 to 20 years and somebody puts a new HVAC system in, that's not going to get you any extra value, because that's just normal wear and tear that should be done with a home. So a lot of people looking for money in that direction. From a lending standpoint, which you might be able to address it better, but we don't see that much with landscaping. It does if it's really superior, but the generalities are that if it's landscape halfway decent, it's going to carry the value with the home.
Sure. It's sort of the expected piece, right, for a home, especially here in the Triangle, which many homes have. So kitchens, bathrooms. What about things like pools? You know, if you have a sort of a significant in-ground pool, does that tend to add value as part of this hardscape landscape?
It does add value, but nowhere near what it costs to put a pool in.
Okay.
Because the average – what we see, the average or normal buyer that would look at two homes being specifically the same, they don't want to necessarily spend $25,000 more just because it has a pool.
Right.
But in the normal $5,000 to $10,000 additional value you'll get from a pool – but it doesn't relate to anywhere near what it costs you.
What the actual cost is. So, I mean, that's great advice in itself, in that I think as people perhaps are considering to make changes to their homes, adding different valuation pieces that they're looking for ROI, perhaps it makes sense to talk to an appraiser ahead of time just to get a clear snapshot in terms of what to expect so that they're not blindsided.
We do a lot of that.
You do?
Right.
Absolutely. Listen, Gary Mosier, always great to have you.
Thank you.
Some great advice as well.
Thank you very much.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, the three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.